Easy now, easy now. The Emperor is awake. Emperor Leon. Half past five in the morning, and the Emperor has decided that the wet food cannot wait around till seven. He's sitting on the back of your knees, he's butting at your chin, and the look says, I have waited here for eons. First the dry, the kind you have to hear, then the wet, the kind you have to smell, and then the milk, and make it now. Water?
Water is for plants!
Emperor Leon, red, brown and round. He don't need a way, and he don't need a ground. No chip, no protocol, no system counting him. He was simply there, and that was that decided. Oh, Emperor Leon, tell me how you do it. Mrs. Grant was far too slow, no word of protest spoken. He turns around and marches down the wall. A cat of the world maintains a second residence, and Eric only says the Emperor has changed provinces tonight. Effort means nothing to the Emperor. The Emperor is interested in results, and the result here is the tin. And the tin is due right now. Emperor Leon, red, brown and round. The vacuum robot's humming, his sworn and ancient enemy. It used to have a cord and a human on the end. That it drives itself these days has never ended the war. It only straightened out the front, and the Emperor withdraws into his cave of felt. And the snow, he marches out in it, head held high through a kingdom redecorated without asking, leaving a trail of small offended craters, and acting like every one of them was meant. Every paw a humiliation, but a private one. And private humiliations an emperor bears with dignity, as long as nobody's watching. Nobody was watching. And the old woman in the waiting room let a sentence fall so offhand that she didn't even mean it. You only have to stop wanting to be somewhere else. She left and never thought of it again. Leon on the lap just blinked once slowly, because Leon's known that all along.
The Emperor is done.
One more. The ultimate edition.